Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, is live on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline.
Rick.
Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, look, we got a lot of baseball left here in September, yes. But the postseason push is on. Fans are optimistic. Time to start checking the standings every day. It's okay to do that in September now. So thinking about October baseball at American Family Field, who can buy postseason tickets right now?
Right now, we are offering fans who are not existing season seat holders a chance to get postseason tickets by putting a deposit on a season ticket plan for 2024. So depending on the type of plan you put down, that'll determine how many games you're eligible to purchase for the 2023 postseason. So for a full season plan will get you an opportunity to buy all the tickets, including World Series, for a 20-game plan and get you tickets to the LCS. So obviously all of our season seat holders now are able to buy tickets and secure reservations for postseason, and this is a chance for folks who aren't season ticket holders to step up and get an opportunity to buy.
When do you anticipate, Rick, tickets going on sale for the general public then outside of the packages?
Yeah, we'll have that opportunity later in September once we get through all these pre-sales and secure all the tickets for those folks who are season seat holders or are going to become season seat holders.
Rick, it's fun to talk about the playoffs, and I'm a big Brewers fan. I'm excited about the playoffs, but we got to talk about this fan appreciation night next Saturday, September 16th. I mean, the giveaways, the surprises. Can you talk to me a little bit about what you guys got going on for Fan Appreciation Night there at American Family Field?
Yeah, it's a big weekend. So Friday the 15th, it's buy one, get one free at Miller Lite Beers when gates open through 7:30. And then Saturday night, we've got car giveaway. We've got suite giveaways, autographed items, vouchers for tickets for 2024. A lot of fun prizes and game used items. So it's, you know, it's a great way to celebrate what has been a great season so far and hopefully a very successful push to the postseason. So a lot of fun for the ballpark next weekend. And also it's William Contreras bobblehead night on Saturday the 16th. So expecting great crowds and a lot of fun.
You absolutely love that guy. If there's an off-season acquisition that has worked out better in the history of the Milwaukee Brewers, I'm struggling to think of what it might be.
Yeah, he's been tremendous, both, you know, offensively, defensively, in the clubhouse, really settling into that number two slot. And, you know, it's great to have a catcher who's young and who's really talented and who we have under control for a long time. So he's hopefully going to wear his Brewers uniform for many, many years.
Hey, Rick, I feel like every time we get you every couple of weeks here, I got to get an update on what's happening with the stadium funding for American Family Field and all the machinations working their way through Madison and even here in Milwaukee. Any movement on that front?
Yeah, last week I had a chance to go to Madison and I spoke with a number of Democrats in the assembly, had a really good dialogue. They asked some really good, important questions. Hopefully I answered them correctly. I guess we'll find out. But I do think that there is certainly some legislative activity that's going on right now. And, you know, we've been in contact with, you know, again, the Speaker's office, the other branch of the legislature and the Senate and the governor's office, trying to get something planned for this fall. So, yeah, I'm optimistic we're going to see some activity this fall and then some healthy debate. And again, I look forward to answering any questions that people have to get this passed.
Rick, is it fair to say things have been hung up, or is this just the process? I mean, I think that sort of the narrative that we've been talking about is, well, this is stalled, or it's not moving, or it's not happening, or whatever. Or is this just sort of what has to happen? It is a lot of money, and we're talking about decades of the long-term future of the Brewers here.
Yeah, once this was not part of the state budget, we understood that this was going to take some time. And actually, we've been pretty pleased with the progress. There has been a high degree of focus in all branches in Madison on coming together. We've had discussions locally with you know, people in Milwaukee and other folks in the region. So I have not been discouraged or surprised about the timeline. In fact, it's clear to me that this is a high priority for everybody in Madison, and frankly, everybody that has a say in this, both locally and at the state capitol, are taking this very seriously, making this a priority. So I'm very comfortable with the timeline. And again, I'm optimistic something happens this fall and we get going.
I'm optimistic that you're optimistic. Thanks, my friend. Good to talk to you, Rick.
Thank you, Vinny.
Brewers and Yankees once again tonight in New York, and then the crew back home on Monday.